Our picture of the day, a young boy being searched by the TSA in Salt Lake City. In all fairness, the boy did set off the metal detector. The boy's father took his shirt off to make the search easier and faster.
Still, it's caused a huge outrage all over the internet. More than 500,000 views on that particular piece of tape. No doubt that the fury continues to build over pat-downs and body scans at airports nationwide. In the wake of the controversy, there have been renewed calls by members of Congress to privatize airport security. Is that a good idea? And if so, what's the best way to go about it? Thoughts now from aviation consultant and former airline executive Michael Boyd with the Boyd Group and Robert Poole at the free market think tank, the Reason Foundation, and a former advisor to the White House, the FAA, and the Air Traffic Control Association. Gentlemen, good to see you. Michael Boyd, I start with you. Look, I am a big fan of privatization. I think you could privatize most things the government does. But this connection between privatization, a lot of the supporters of it seem to suggest that that means that we wouldn't be getting pat downs and naked body scans. I don't see the connection. Would this necessarily eliminate this very controversial practice?
No, the TSA is kind of like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. If we put in privatized security, we're going to have a situation where the TSA at the top will still be running it. The problem we have today, we have people at the top of the TSA that are not very good at what they do. They're not security experts, and that's what we need to fix. The screeners on the front line aren't the problem, but if you do privatize it, you're still going to put mama through that radiation machine like a cheap frozen entree. Nothing's going to change.
Robert Poole, I always hear a talk of privatization in terms of saving money, but I don't necessarily know that it changes necessarily the outcome of this particular controversy. Is there a better way to use private industry to get to more security?
Yes, there is. What we really need at this point is a trusted traveler program that's based on risk levels. So you allow the people who can prove that they have a safe, clean background, like people who already have federal security clearances, allow them to opt out themselves by working through a privately run trusted traveler program and bypass the heavy screening that people get now. The body scanners would not be needed. The pat-downs would not be needed, and you'd probably take about 40% of the total traffic, which are the frequent business flyers like myself, who would gladly pay a fee to a private company to be opted out of that process.
Michael, is that one perhaps part of the solution in your book, and how feasible would it be to phase in that sort of a system?
That's a canard. It's absolutely false.
Why?
The problem you have is you have to check people's luggage. You have to check their body. You don't have to pat them down. You don't have to grope at them. But we do have to put them through a screening. A trusted traveler program is a fraud. The reason being is most guys on 9/11 could have passed it. And we can't do less than putting a body through the metal detector and our luggage through some sort of a screening device. That's the minimum we were doing 2 weeks ago.
We can't do
less than that.
What is the solution in your book? What would you do if you were in charge right now to change this and make it more efficient on both a cost basis and a security basis?
Well, number one, we have to have professional security people at the top. This new guy, Pistole, we're not sure about him, but the guy before him was a railroad guy. So we have to have this organization run by screening people, or rather security people, that know the business, not political appointees, number one. And number two, we got to recognize that we can have good throughput at an airport without reducing security. And that means behavioral checks. That also means looking at risk assessment going forward. That also means looking at people and saying, do they make sense or not? We're talking about risk profiling, not necessarily racial profiling.
Isn't that what you're saying? Isn't that pretty language around the idea that you would just profile people who are of a certain age and a certain ethnicity?
Yeah, absolutely, you profile people.
Hmm?
Not necessarily ethnicity. But if you do profile, we have to profile. You profile when you walk down at midnight. If you walk down Broadway, you're going to start profiling the people around you. We have to do the same sort of thing here. Unfortunately, the TSA's behavioral profile program is in tatters, so we're a long way from it.
Mr. Poole, why don't you respond to these comments that Michael just made, particularly with respect to your part of the solution, which is a trusted traveler program? I can well imagine that somebody could fake that out pretty doggone easily.
We have to realize that no solution is going to be 100% effective. And my trusted traveler solution would include random checks of the trusted travelers to make sure that terrorists don't see this as a thing to exploit. But the other end of that is the high-risk travelers. We need to expand the category that's called high-risk travelers that automatically get selectee status and do have the body scan machines, do have the aggressive pat-downs. But there's no justification for putting everyday, run-of-the-mill, ordinary travelers through that horrific rigmarole. That's not justified on cost grounds, on throughput grounds, or on security grounds.
It's a killer for productivity. It hurts the economy, everything else. Gentlemen, good discussion. Thanks for joining us.